In Canada this weekend, the death toll from SARS rose to 20, but the number of new cases actually slowed significantly, and Canadians were shocked when the World Health Organization warned travelers to avoid their largest city. NPR's Richard Knox reports from Toronto.
In a few minutes, we will begin pre-boarding.
Zorin Foster and her 10-year-old daughter Anissa are easy to spot in Toronto's International Airport. They're the only ones in sight wearing surgical masks. They're only passing through en route from Paris to Boston, but Zorin Foster didn't want to take any chances.
When I put the mask on, getting ready to leave the airplane, I could see what I perceived to be locals kind of rolling their eyes or snickering or whatever. But I felt that, you know, if the World Health Organization is worried about this, who am I to start second-guessing them?
You take me downtown?
Taxi driver Aldo Marchese isn't worried about SARS. And on the subject of the travel warning, it's safe to say he speaks for most of Toronto.
I think they really did the wrong thing in letting everybody know, don't come to Toronto. It has a big impact. The hotels, the tourism, they're down by about 60%. This is wrong what they did.
The corner of Bay and Girard Streets is normally busy. Several push carts are lined up. One has a customer.
I am Juan Hurtado. I sell a hot dog in Toronto. $2,
sir. Juan Hurtado challenges the WHO's warning that visitors to Toronto can get SARS just from walking around.
I think it's not bad for the business, but it's not true because this is the safety city in the world.
As it happens, his customer is from Guangdong province in China, where SARS came from. That gives him a different perspective.
My name is Fa Liu. I'm a student right now, but I will be working for Canada Life in Maine.
What did you think about the World Health Organization advising people to stay away from Toronto?
Well, it's a bad thing for Toronto, but it's a good thing overall for the health of others. So,
do you think it's justified?
Yes, for the time being it's justified.
A few blocks west, Dr. David Tannenbaum is entering Mount Sinai Hospital, which has cared for some of Toronto's 130-odd SARS victims. Tannenbaum says some patients have hesitated to come in.
Some are a little concerned about coming down to the hospital, but the situation doesn't seem as worrisome, perhaps, as being made out in the media, and I think the patients understand that, and we tell them that we're screening properly when they arrive so that there isn't a risk that they'll face a patient with SARS or that they'll be exposed.
Tannenbaum excuses himself. He's got something important to do.
I'm about to go up to the labor and delivery suite and deliver a baby, and our labor and delivery unit is running fully without any disruption, so this should go okay.
Life goes on.
Life goes on.
And if no more SARS arises in the next week or two, Toronto hopes life will get back to normal. Richard Knox, NPR News, Toronto.